Theodore Roosevelt, from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Theodore Teddy Roosevelt was the 26th President of America. He served for two terms between 1901 and 1909. He was born in 1858 in New York City. He was mostly homeschooled because of ill health as a child. He graduated from Harvard, where he was a boxing champion, and in 1880 entered law school. He dropped out a year later to enter politics. He is often ranked as the greatest ever U.S. president. During the Spanish-American War, Roosevelt was lieutenant colonel of the Rough Rider Regiment, which he led on a charge at the Battle of San Juan. His war hero status prompted New York Republicans to nominate him as governor to draw attention away from the state's scandals. Roosevelt won the election and served with distinction for 2 years. Roosevelt became vice president in March 1901. 6 months later, with the assassination of President McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, not quite 43, became the youngest president in the nation's history. He brought new excitement and power to the presidency as he vigorously led Congress and the American public toward progressive reforms and a strong foreign policy. As president, Roosevelt believed that the government should play a greater role in the economy. He steered the U.S. more actively into world politics. He liked to quote a favorite proverb, "Speak softly and carry a big stick, and you will go far." He won the Nobel Peace Prize for mediating the Russo-Japanese War. Some of his biggest achievements were in conserving America's national parks. He died in 1919, aged 60.